Blog Talk Radio.
Are you guys ready to worship our destiny?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Doomland Christian Living Today. I'm Elliot Osterson, your co-host, and joining me as always is my wife, Dawn. Hey, Dawn, how are we doing tonight?
Hi, Elliot. Doing great. Thank you.
We hope you're able to hear this. We're running through a little bit of technical difficulty. It seems like everything is working out fine right now, but we're hoping that the recording is functioning. One of the things we want to get to, just as a little note, side note, we're celebrating our 35th wedding anniversary today. So we're very blessed that we have each other, and we've been together for more than that, but we're officially married in as a couple for 35 years, but we've been a couple for 40, so we also knew each other beyond that, too, so it's been interesting.
Time just done? Keeps staring at you.
Yeah, I know.
You just keep going on.
Yeah, well, we had a blessed time today. People out and about enjoying the holiday weekend. We hope that you're finding it to be a joyous day. It's hot and warm out here in Indiana, and but it didn't stop our campers from joining us at the campground this morning. What a blessing that was, Dawn. What a surprise, too, right?
Yeah.
You know, we got there, and the little notices that they normally have up for the worship service every Sunday morning had been taken down. I'm not really sure what that was about, but we always have gone through Labor Day with our ministry there, and we continue to do so each and every year.
But somebody came by with a puppy and said, "Oh, you're here. I'll go get them."
Yeah, I'm going to get them.
Great.
Next thing you know, you have 30-plus people all gathering around. As I said, we don't need a sign to figure out how to bring God's people together. God's people know to gather and to bring worship and bring prayer forward on a Sunday morning. And what a joy that was just to be able to have that time together. So we thank the Lord for the gift of friends. Many of the families that were with us today have been with us on another occasion through the summer, and definitely over the years they've been with us. So it's a blessing for us.
And it was a great Bible verse that we got to share with them.
Yeah, it is. We're working our way again back through Jeremiah. We've been in and out of that a couple times this summer, but for some reason, as we've talked, the Old Testament seems to be the call of the season for us this year, and we're going to continue that dialogue today as we approach Jeremiah 29. But before we do, Dawn, what do you have to look forward to coming up for us?
I thought we'd listen to Hallelujah. You know, it's the Leonard Cohen song, but I wrote some words to make it a praise song, and I just think it's very appropriate for today.
All right, let's listen to Hallelujah.
Like love, I'll win them, so we sing, get out.
song, and appropriate for today. We're going to be going through a discussion here in Jeremiah. So, Dawn, why don't we not hesitate? Let's go into it. Well, let me give a little quick background. I got to do that. I always do. I'm sorry. Jeremiah, we brought this forward in the past. Jeremiah is a prophet. That was ministry's work probably between 628 or so B.C. through 587, I believe, B.C., who was where his ministry worked. His preaching and then his prophetic teachings were of the coming doom for a captivity, if you will. He was speaking of false prophets at the time, and the Lord put him on task to do so. And he was put into prison for his preaching about false prophets. Prophets at the time were talking about the kingdom of God coming near, and it was within reach and about to happen and take place. And the Lord spoke out Jeremiah, and I have to deal with these false teachings. I have to deal with these false prophets out there. And he set a Jeremiah into prophecy, Isaiah, about the coming invasion of Judea. And with that, they put him into prison. They threw him in a cistern and passed along for dead. But in the Babylonian conquest, he was brought out of prison and set free. He was set free by actually his enemies, which is an interesting little sidebar to this, but Jeremiah was a reluctant prophet. He didn't look at that as something that he was really called to do, but he heard the Lord's voice, and he spoke with a great conviction about the changes that were about to beset Israel and Judea as they go through captivity. So that's kind of a quick backdrop on Jeremiah, and let's just get right into that lesson, Dawn.
Okay, this is Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and for calamity, to give you a future and a hope.
And I think this is wonderful. We talk about, some people talk about Jeremiah's prophecies also as a foretelling of Jesus coming into the world and the saving grace that God is going to bring forward, the gift of the Messiah. And Messiah, his life now. It was not the time at this point in time, and that's where you got into conflict with these other prophets and with these other preachers and priests, where they were saying, no, it's God's hand is at time right now, and his kingdom is coming. That puts him at that issue. But for us, the issue really is an understanding that God is alongside us and with us, and that regardless of what may fall you and where you may be in your current life experiences in the world, that God is still present. He's still active and working for you, and he has a plan for you. That your and these plans will even be greater than your expectations. And it's important to note, and we talk about this in our discussion with Matthew Henry in his commentary a little bit later, but it's important to note that we have to understand that God's plan isn't necessarily our plan. So when you think about Jeremiah, and as I mentioned, here's a prophet that's been thrown into prison. And we thought that this life of a prophecy, this life that he was given to proclaim the presence of God, do you think that that's where he planned to end up or expected to end up? And then to be rescued by the enemies of Judea, the people that came to conquer were the people that set him free. So here he was imprisoned by his own people. The conquerors were the ones that set him free. And how interesting is that to see and understand as we look at these words today, to put that in the context of Jeremiah's own life experience, right? Was that something he ever would have expected or understood that he would be saved by the enemies of his kingdom.
I don't think he could have possibly seen that coming.
Exactly. And this is the issue, right? The Lord has great plans for each of us, and they're plans that exceed our own expectations, plans that exceed what we can ever do upon ourselves and desire for ourselves. And this is just one way it comes through. Let me walk through a couple of quick verses as setting up the time again with this. We hear in Isaiah, we hear, you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. The Lord has all this in store for us as a people, all this in store for us as individuals. And then we hear Ezekiel say, therefore say, this is what the sovereign Lord said. Although I sent them far away among the nations and scattered them among the countries, yet for a little while I have been a sanctuary for them in the country, in these countries where they have gone. So here's the Lord clearly saying that he was there present with them. So although I've allowed them to be scattered and been put into other worlds, he still has a plan for Israel to be brought back to wholeness. He'll have this opportunity to generate itself in the world and become God's kingdom once again as the cornerstone for his people and the cornerstone for our faith. We hear in Psalm 40, "Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, you have planned for us." And I just think that goes so far into this living this life of faith, is to trust in God that his plans are far greater than we can ever imagine. So as we go through our prayer life, and we talked about this morning, Don, as we go through our prayer life, we you know, put limitations actually on God. We actually believe, you know, we should get what we ask for, the way we should ask for it and in the time frame we want it, right? But God has a way of doing that at times, but he also has a way of doing some other things. And how many has been the time for us where we've experienced something that we never would have imagined possible in our life, the of family life and gift of children. And what comes with that is this blessed understanding that life can be so much more, right? As we go into it, you know, we think about children and we say, God bless us with children, but did we understand really what that was going to do for us in our lives, right? All those issues that arise in raising a child and all the joy that comes out of that is something you didn't expect. At least, you know, you knew the responsibilities of it all, but the return of the joy that you get from those children that you raised.
I don't think I quite had a good sense of the responsibility either. I know that at first it really freaked me out. I was like, the never goes away. I'm not like quite sure about that. Like, you know, we were all so proud of our jobs at that point, and I was like a level 3 analyst, woohoo. And I was like, I can go and I can do my job, but then I get to go home and it's over. This never goes away. And so it was just a set of getting used to that fact. But what blessings came from those two children that we raised. Amazing.
Well, yeah, and this is God's vision for us, right? To recognize that what transformation took place in our lives because of those lives that were entrusted to us and our kids, right? The joy that brought. Yes, it, you know, that anguish and hardship that all families live through, and those moments of anxiousness and those moments of fear and trepidation.
It's not a perfect world.
It's not perfect, but you know, the transformation that takes place when you become a parent and you see your children become blossoming in their own capabilities and blossoming in their own understanding of the world, and what that exposed to and gave us proves to me that in this verse, God's plan is greater than we can ever imagine. We just hope for children that we would be responsible parents. But the joy that we got in return was something that surpassed our expectations.
It was just so enriching.
Yeah, and I think if we can take that approach and understanding that this is God's work for us, this is God's desire for us, is to exceed our expectations. I think about that song we've been playing in our worship services at Bethlehem, where you know, the song "Casting Crowns," it talks about Mary. You know, you want to raise a big family. You know, you got that plan, but I'm going to tell you, you're the one. You're going to raise
the
son.
King.
You're going
How
to raise
that?
A king. So, you know, the plans I have for you are far greater than you can ever imagine. Yes, you'll have that child, but not only will that child, you know, be part of you, but this child will save the world. This will be my gift to the world in salvation. And I think about the weight of God has this way of taking care of things, and we talked about last week, things that we didn't even know we were praying for. And this is where I think this verse takes us today, is to know that God has a plan for us. And through it all, through all the pain that we may suffer in this world, to know that destiny is secure, the future is in heaven. That is where we will have total understanding of God's presence with us. Our time here is temporal. It's very short. It's a blink of an eye. And to not get caught up in that, because God's plan is not to keep us in this world. God's plan, by the gift of his son and the salvation that's been won for us, to have us at his side and live eternal in heaven. And that's such a joy to be able to place it in that context, but that's where the text does lead us. Dawn, did you have something you were going to say that?
No, I was just thinking about our church experience after our experience at the park today and talking about what expectations are from God and how often we want to judge. I mean, Mary would have been like, hey, that's not what I asked for.
It's not what I asked for, yeah. Yeah, so how do we discern what God is really doing in our lives is where it comes down. Matthew Henry says it really well. So I'll get into it. He says, he will give them not the expectations of their fears or the expectations of their fancies, but the expectations of their faith, the end that he has promised, which will be a sign for them. And that's this text, right? The expectations of your faith, you know, the expectation, if you are walking in life, what you believe and what you hope for is that you will be in heaven. That is the expectations, and God will always live up to that promise. Turning your life over to him with that understanding and with that fear of the world for the blessing of the future in heaven, that's at the core of all this. So not to get caught up with what we ask for God will exceed on his time and on in his way what expectations we have on ourselves for this world. So we talk about, you know, we pray for a new job, we pray for better finances, we pray for safekeeping, we pray for healing, you know, but even in that, the Lord has got a plan. The Lord's got a plan for what he's going to do with that one. If you're going through a trial now, that doesn't mean that's where he's going to keep you. And he just may deliver you like he delivered Jeremiah at the hands of your enemy and bring you to a life that is living. Jeremiah lived a very fruitful life after his time in prison. There's near death, but this time that he was in the world, but still, as Judah was in captivity, he now is free to live a life. So the expectations that God had that he would take care of Jeremiah in that way was something I'm sure he didn't think about. So think about this for yourself. What ways is God taking care of you this day? What ways is he leading you forward? And what prayers have been answered before you had even asked? And what prayers have been answered in ways that exceeded your expectations, right? You know, just by the mere fact alone that God woke us up this morning is a blessing in itself and a prayer answered. That he gave us a ministry that we can speak to you this day is further evidence of the grace that he has for us and the plans of us. So I just think we're challenged by taking ourselves out of this position that we know better than God of what should happen in our prayer life. We know better than God about how our prayers should be answered. That God's plan is always greater and will always be better than anything we can imagine. So as you're praying for that new circumstance in your life, as you're praying for that new job opportunity, or praying for a financial problem to be resolved, or praying for the healing of someone to take place or care to be given to someone, understand that God will provide that prayer. He will answer that prayer. He will answer that prayer in multiples. Okay. It's you have to be patient to understand and see the entire plan at work, and that there are pieces and parts that may be exposed to you. But that's where we need our patience, and that's where we need our faith, and that's where we need to place our trust back into the Lord for all of what he does is good.
I think the relationship is what's key. Because God will grant you things you don't even pray for. I know this seems like silly, and I've always talked about the green light lady and how that drove me nuts, how she was praying for green light. But last Friday, I was running late and having to get to that prayer service that we've been doing at Frontline. Just put an article in the paper, excited, and we thought maybe people would come, and here I am running late to this event. And I went down the highway that I have ridden for the last 2 years with my new job and never once hit a red light. That has never happened. And I just laughed because I thought God has a good sense of humor. And he went to you on time.
Well, and you did make it there, and we did have a time in prayer. And just a moment on that. That's been an unfolding of awareness of God's presence with us and how he responds to the needs of others. And, you know, Don and I often question, is our ministry, are we doing the things that he wants us to do? And sometimes you have to find the satisfaction of that in the small things. And sometimes it shows itself in big ways. One of the ways that has shown itself to us is when we first started out with that prayer service is that, you know, we didn't get people attending, and we didn't have any other sense other than we needed to come prayer for these people. So we did. And eventually people there knew that we were there on Monday nights back at the time, and now we were there on Friday nights. And word got out and word got around that people are there to pray and to give care and to lift them up. So we had a couple of people respond with a card posted on the bulletin board, and the weeks now have grown, so has the number of cards. And at this point in time, we were kidding this morning that maybe we should invest in a larger board so that more prayers can be put up.
Yeah.
We're now seeing, you know, dozens of cards placed up there that await us to offer prayer and support to people that we have never met, people we have not seen face to face. Names, they're nameless festival. We know they're not nameless to the Lord, but they trust and they know that prayer is important in life, that they give it over to us and to offer for them.
And we're communicating with them. They're putting their prayer needs out there, and you're putting a note on there saying you were prayed for. This is, you're not alone. This is what's going on.
Absolutely.
And so that connectivity is there.
Right. So here's how, you know, take this message today and put that into context of what we were just talking about. You know, our vision was that we were going to see multiple people show up on any given worship and get to meet some new players and new people that are in taking that first step of their journey through recovery and looking for that spiritual support and strength from God. But yet it's led us down to see the beauty and understanding of we don't need to know who each other is face to face. We have a similar spirit and born in each of us, that we have a common faith in Savior and a God that's most merciful, and that they feel comfortable giving us their needs in prayer and us spending time in prayer for them. That connectivity is all we need to know about and all we should be worried about or dealing
and
with.
God may have another plan and something that we can be doing, but it's a beautiful start, and I think so very healthy for you and I to have that quiet time where we can really lift those folks up to God. And
absolutely. And my point really is that, you know, our expectation was one, but the Lord's plan has led us into this other. And what I can't tell you exactly how I feel on this, only to say that it's helped drawn me to a better understanding of the magnitude of God's presence, to understand that there's somebody in the world that knows that somebody else is going to show up at a particular location on a given day to live in hopes of somebody picking them up in prayer.
And it's also been interesting from a Bible study stance, because you've delved into the Bible now looking for things that can be a comfort and support to folks that are going through the issues that these folks are dealing with. And that's opened up a whole new area of the Bible that you really hadn't explored as much yet.
Yeah, as we've talked, you know, you know, if you've been following our show, we've been working a lot through the Old Testament, and that's where Dawn is talking. More typically in our ministry work, really more so on Paul's letters and in the gospel messages themselves. But we found such a treasure trove of faith that's helped us to go deeper in our journey and understand, again, all a little bit more of what God's been up to for all these centuries in this world and why he's created the human race to build this relationship with him.
And don't you think that some moments have actually been freeing to see how faithfully and blindly these people wrote and how demanding they were willing to be with God? This is a relationship that they want, and they're going to put it all out there and do all they can to get attention and build that faith relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. To get back to that trust, and that's where I go with that, Dawn, is that confidence and trust that God can handle it, right? If you follow the writers of the Old Testament and you listen particularly in Psalms, the directness of how the ancients were approaching God, it is freeing. Right, and it helps us to understand how much God can handle, so give more to him. Right.
Talking about praying today, what did you think of the movie that we just saw, War Room? Really talked very strongly about the power of prayer, and I loved that somebody decided to put something like that out into the market.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we would recommend it to anyone out there in our listening audience. We asked the I think there's a wonderful message in that. And for me, I went a little bit in a different direction, I think, on this whole aspect of prayer. And this, again, we pray expecting God's intervention in a certain way. And we pray somebody else's life. What we need to pray for is how we should be acting and how we should be responding to the world. And lifting up others where there's differences between us. Not for God to resolve them, fix them. As you see, if you see this movie, you'll see this issue of how does God fix this person for me, Lord?
Well, I think,
you know, that's not where we're at. The issue is for us just to lift them up and say, God, do what you got to do.
But I think it was also a great point of the individuals and how God was changing their lives as they were as they were creating that relationship with him.
So good movie. And we're running out of time here. We're on our last few seconds, running a little bit long because we started a little bit late. But anyhow, we thank you for listening in. We hope you continue to help us and share the gospel message by passing this archive. Others, as you see across your emails or just visiting the website, push it out. Let others understand where they're going. And we'd love to hear from you. Again, like us on Facebook and follow us at Twitter. And we hope that you have a wonderful week.
Bye now.